2 years ago, North Carolina's political map was ruled unconstitutional because it disadvantaged black voters. The map was redrawn, but earlier this year, it was declared unconstitutional again. This time, judges said it favored Republicans. A new map won't be ready until after the midterms. So what does all this mean for potential voters who live in disputed districts? YR Media's Kamaya Truitt went back to her alma mater, North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State, or A&T, to find out.
When I enrolled as a student at A&T, the entire school was in the mostly black 12th Congressional District. It was represented by Alma Adams, an alum of the school. But 2 years ago, the campus was split into two districts, right down the middle of Laurel Street.
This is actually a pretty important street for campus. As you can see, the shuttle is pulling up, so.
This is Braxton Brewington. He's a student voting activist at A&T.
So, we are in District 6. We are right in front of Bluford Library. Across the street, you have District 13. That's a whole different representative.
One black university, two districts, both of them majority white and represented by Republicans. 2 years ago, when the split happened, Republican mapmakers said they were not trying to break up the black vote. But students like Love Caesar believe the line down Laurel Street was drawn with one thing in mind.
To me, it just looks like you're taking all of our voting power and you're diluting our vote.
Braxton Brewington agrees, and he's also worried that the split down the middle of campus could keep students from voting, period, because of the confusion over where to cast a ballot. And there are a lot of students, more than 12,000. So Braxton and other activists are setting up tables in the cafeteria to make sure students are registered and know which of the two districts they're supposed to vote in.
So if you live in Van Story, that means you vote at Bethel AME Church, which is across the street. But say, for example, if you have a friend that stays in Pride Hall, they vote at ACB. So it depends on what side of campus you live on.
Charlie Collicutt is the director of the local Guilford County Board of Elections. He says, although there might be some confusion getting to the right polling place, he sees the split district as an opportunity for student voters to have more representation.
You could argue that A&T has two representatives in the U.S. House of Representatives instead of one. So, yes, the party might be opposite of what the majority of that campus is statistically. But at the same time, you're doubling your representation.
But activists say the split district at A&T is part of a larger trend across the state that impacts young voters. Allison Riggs is a senior staff attorney at the Southern Coalition for Social Justice.
We've seen wave after wave of voter suppression efforts targeted at both black voters and young voters. So young black voters are at the intersection of being the recipient of double-time voter suppression.
The district map of North Carolina is due to be redrawn, but it won't happen in time for this election. So for now, student activists like Braxton Brewington will keep working with students so that on election day, even though their voices will be split, they will still be heard.
Hey, you all registered to vote? Y'all want to check and see?
For Here and Now, I'm Kamaya Truitt in Durham, North Carolina.
And Kamaya's story comes to us from Youth Radio's new network of journalists and artists, now called YR Media.